audio boom. How are you? Should pop me on top of the Tassimo. So, welcome to my baking. How are you? I'm going to put some music on because it's Christmas. Knocking bottles over. I'm making today mincemeat muffins, which is a bit of a twist on the traditional mince pie. And I'm going to pop the oven on. Now I use gas. Really prefer gas, to be fair, than anything else. So I'm preheating the oven to gas mark 4, and I'm rubbish at the other Fahrenheit and things. So what we need for today, first of all, we're going to mix, knocking things over, it's not a good sign, 200 grams of self-raising flour. I've just got a regular white. I don't know whether I wouldn't advise using wholemeal, but I guess you could. It's not exactly the most low in fat calorie, but it's Christmas, so obviously you can adapt it to your own dietary needs. So I'm using sweet mincemeat, so I guess you could, you could make your own for obviously diabetics and stuff if they don't do a low in fat, a low in sugar variety. So I'm going to turn my scale down to grams because that's what we're working.
Zero.
Start pouring the flour in.
135 grams. 205 grams.
Last Christmas, single version by Wales, added to Christmas hits.
205 grams. 205 grams. 200 grams. One.
Cool. So, 200 grams of self-raising flour. My hat back over there. Now, some people use plastic mixing bowls. I personally prefer to use a glass one. I don't know why. I think it's just something I've always done. So I'm just gonna grab the sieve. So I'm very much, I think you should always use a sieve wherever possible with flour. I know some recipes say you don't need to, but I think it's a good idea to do. I actually quite like sieving flour, which is really bizarre, isn't it? And for most of this, besides the dishing out once the mixture is done, I tend to use my fingers, and I mix as well. with a spoon. But generally, baking should be done with the hands. And I feel quite... all the flour is gone. I feel quite qualified to say that. My granddad was a chef, and that was one of his biggest things. So now we need 100 grams of caster sugar. It's hiding. It's on here somewhere. There it is. Bertie's crying. I don't know why. He's got a bone in there. He's probably just realised he's on his own. Okay.
0 75 grams. 85 grams. 90 grams. 100 grams.
So 100 grams of that. Pouring that into the mixing bowl. Cool. Now, this is where I'm going to use my hands. So I'm going to just mix it around a bit, get the flour and the sugar together. Doesn't need much mixing, as you can imagine. Then I'm going to create a well in the middle, which is where we're going to pour our next lot of mixture. Yes, Bertie. Go and get your bone. Go on, cookie bone. Cookie, cookie bone. You're not coming in, no way. No, I'll cook him. You can cry, it's fine. So, I've got the milk, and I need, just stuck my finger in something that wasn't food, I was washing my hand, I think it was the oil. Where's the jug gone? Okay, so I'm actually using a measuring cup. Now this isn't a precise science, simply because I do have a talking measuring jug. However, said talking measuring jug is needs a new battery, and I don't find it that accurate actually. It was one I got from Cobalt, and the measuring jug we've got at home only starts at 200 grams. So instead, what I'm doing is I'm using a half cup measuring cup, which I found out is 125 milliliters. So I've just filled it not quite to the top. Which, anyone who does bake will tell you, most bakers actually don't measure things because they feel it's a little bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for, like an imprecise, a too precise kind of thing. You don't get the real quality of what you wear. I don't know what I'm talking about, ignore me. So I'm going to measure the oil now, so I'm using olive oil. So that was just regular semi-skimmed milk. You can use full fat, obviously. And I think most recipes dictate that, but I've never really liked full fat milk, so we're going for... But just be careful when you pour in the oil, because obviously it is oily. Cool.
Again, just pull not quite to the top. Had a touch more because I wasn't quite as full as it should have been.
Okay.
So I have just put the milk and the oil in because what we're going to do next is break an egg into that mixture and mix it. So I'll just drop the things on the floor, don't worry about it. I don't know why I just got in the bread then for an egg. So I just need one egg. And I'm going to bash it on the side of the jug to create a crack. This is a tough bloody egg. Break this egg, let's see if it, there we go. It clearly wanted something a bit more tough than a plastic jug. So again, just be really careful, you're not dropping shell in there. I'm pretty impressed with that crack actually, it was just like a proper straight crack and broke. Right, so I'm going to whisk this up now with a fork. Pop a fork out of the drawer. It's quite a big jug as well. I always find if you get big jugs, big mixing bowls, it's easier to kind of really mix without getting everywhere if you can't see what you're doing. Make sure this is really well kind of whisked because you've got an egg in there obviously. Now I haven't made these for a while so I'm not sure how they're going to pan out, but pour this mixture into the well that we created earlier in the flour and the sugar mix. Cool. Pop the jug into the water. I always have water on as well. Because you never know when you're going to need to wash your hands. So I've got a mixing spoon. I always use a wooden. I say I always use a wooden because my mum doesn't. But she does her own thing. So I'm just mixing it all together now. And it kind of feels, you can probably hear it. It's getting squelchy. One of the best things to do as well is to make sure you are going from the sides. So it's getting everything. So I always scrape from the top of the bowl towards the middle. It's getting stiffer now, which is good, because that's what we want. Nothing perfecter, more perfect, should I say, perfecter, I don't even know what that word is, than baking with Christmas songs in the background. It's beautiful. He's chewing his bone now. He just must have realised that he was all alone in the living room without Bailey. Quite a nice, it does get a really kind of stiff to stir, and when you kind of know you've got everything from the sides. Again, just keep scraping down from the outside with the edge of the spoon. And along the bottom as well, make sure it's all mixed well. Right, so what I'm going to do next is answer the door. Close the gate. My mum has returned with the errant dog, Bailey. No, he's not errant at all. So I'm going to weigh the mincemeat. This is just a jar from Asda. It's...
0.
You can come in. Just getting a regular spoon to spoon this into the scales.
5 grams.
These scales lie. There's nothing even on them yet.
0. 0. 70 grams.
It's quite a big jar, so.
65 grams. 205 grams.
Bailey, do as you're told.
We've just spotted a ball.
Huh?
We've just spotted a ball.
A ball?
220 grams.
Slightly a bit more than we need.
195 grams.
I don't know what it wants to do, this scales. Pop some more in.
225 grams.
Oh, I just can't make its mind up.
205 grams.
Alright, we'll have that.
205 grams.
Cool. It's nice and messy. Right, so I'm now going to pour this mincemeat into the mixing bowl. And my mum can testify how nice these are when they're done, aren't they, mum?
Delicious!
They're just messy to make. Well, they're not too messy if you don't spill flour and things everywhere, which I actually haven't done too bad on this time. They smell amazing, even just... I suppose you could actually make your own mincemeat if you wanted to, if you were that adventurous. Somebody did that on a cooking programme this morning. I was like, wow. Some people have far too much time on their hands. But we just went and got a jar from the supermarket. And it says in the recipe that I used, which was from Aldi's website, that, you know, that's what you can do. So that's what we do. All mixed up now. Now for the real messy work. Spooning them into the cases. Drop the towel on the floor. Are you not stopping you?
No, I'm not sure.
Alright. She's still got a coat on. Some milk?
Yeah.
You might not need any.
I do.
Well, there's going to be milk left over, probably. Unless I'm forced to make more batches. So as possible in this house.
Do you put the
eating
back on?
No. Is it back on? Unless it's come on with the timer. So, When I've made these before, I've always made big muffins, but they didn't have the big muffin cases this time. So we just went for the small ones. Now, what I do, because it is a messy recipe, I always double case the bun cases. They're only pennies, so it's not like, I mean, if you're absolutely fine without double casing them, go for it. But I'm quite clumsy, so I tend to double case them. Would you double case them, Mum? Someone yes. Who can see. Oh, you would?
Yes.
Is that because it's quite sloppy and they could...
They're almost flimsy, aren't they?
So there you go. Even Mum does it. So we got 100, I think, in this packet, so... So I'm just putting them out in the little bun. We've got bun trays, so... Just so it's they're a little bit more sturdy when they're going into the oven. The oven's warming up nicely next to me. So this holds 12, and I believe that's what the recipe says it will make. But I can't remember if that's 12 big buns or 12 little ones. So I've got two more trays out just in case. I took about four there. Right, so they're all in their little case. Put that over there. I'm going to bring that mixing bowl over here now. I'm trying to remember which way around I did it. I always find if you are... handed, like right-handed, left-handed, whichever, sometimes it works for you depending on which side you put the bowl and things. And I'm just trying to, I think I had it on the left because I'm right-handed, so moving over to the right is a bit more natural than moving me over to the left. Pop out a regular serving dessert spoon or cereal spoon, whichever. So I'm going to, now here's another trick that I've found. Pick up the bun case, hold it so it's kind of in the palm of your hand and your fingers are on the outside. Believe me, this gets messy, but not as messy as it could be. So I'm holding the bun case over the bowl, kind of sideways actually at the moment. Getting the spoon in, just a regular metal spoon, bringing it up, then kind of moving, as I'm moving the spoon over, popping the bun case flat. Just saves a little bit of mess. Try and fill these about halfway, three quarters, because they obviously are going to rise because they've got self-raising flour in them. So again, pop it in your hand with your fingers on the outside, move the spoon towards it. Just dripped on my fingers, but that's all right. And don't worry if it gets a bit messy, it's fine. Because that's what baking's all about. Though my mum never used to say that when I was little. When we did make a real mess as children. But now I clean up after myself. So that's three done. I'm just going to give my hands a bit of a wash because they've got dripped on now. So that way we don't get
mixture all over the cases. Right, we're starting on the second row. I've gone, kind of got the bun case thing sideways, so I'm going three across. It's going to be a four one. I don't know if I've filled these too much, but never mind. It's all right. And just to get off the edge of the screen, I'll just use my thumb. Good to have them in the bun cases, because that way they don't really fall over. They're kind of giving a bit of extra support as well. See you in a bit. Have fun. So we've got half the tray done now. Do the other half. I'm just giving it a bit of a mix so we get some more over that side. Yeah. I didn't give him one, he wasn't here.
Where is it?
The bottom drawer. He won't have it for long.
No, but...
Is he feeling left out? Found it. Okay, and that's row four and three done. Some people are probably a little quicker at this bit than I am, but it does take a bit of concentration. Probably why I'm not speaking as much. Going to probably do more than whatever they said, 12. Which is good. A bit messy. So that is the whole tray in. I'm going to pop these in the oven now. And there is some mix left, so I'm going to pop some more bun cases in. So, gas mat 4 or whatever the electric oil equivalent is. I'm going to pop these on the middle shelf. And they're going for about 20 minutes. So, that is the recipe for mincemeat muffins. You can do icing as well, but I'm not going to do icing.